My name is Jaden Wallace. I'm 12 years old.
My name is Devontae Ponson. I'm 13 years old. We interviewed Leon McRae on July 25th, 2013.
I was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I was born in 1928. My age currently is 85 years. School was fun, a place that we took seriously because your parents insisted upon that. I went to the University of Pittsburgh and I started after I got out of the service. I went into the military when I was 18 years old. I went overseas. And I was able to visit places by being in the service that I never would have ever seen if I had not been in the service. So I got a chance to get on a ship and ride across the Pacific to the Philippine Islands. I spent time in the Philippine Islands and also on the island of Guam. And when I came back, I was able to participate in what they called the educational program for veterans. So that's how I got to go to the University of Pittsburgh. And I originally wanted to be a doctor. But I got married very young. And after my first 2 years, my family activities, my family responsibilities began to increase because we had a child. So I had to work. So I dropped out of school. I have 7 children. So one goal was that each one of them would get a college education. And we insisted, my wife and I, that each one had to graduate from high school, and hopefully they would want to go on to college. They all went. They didn't all finish. All 7 went, but 4 graduated. So we left it up to them. It's up to you. You make out of life what you want your life to be. I got an opportunity to go to Africa. The church that I belong to has a choir. And this was back in 72 when the black movement was going into full swing, where people here were relating to the fact of where we came from. Fortunately enough, there was a group of students from Kenya that were going to the University of Pittsburgh, and they came to our church. And it was very interesting for us to learn about the history, about how their country gained their freedom from Britain. And they formed a class and they taught us a little Swahili. Then the director of our choir decided that they wanted to visit Kenya. And they had a fundraising for a year and they raised enough money. Now, I had 2 daughters in the choir. So my wife and I were like mentors to the choir. So we got a chance to go also. Another goal that I have is to improve the conditions of the people that I belong to, black people. And any way that I can do that, I'm happy to use any energy, any information, or any intelligence that I have to do that. I love to read. And I like to read poetry. As a matter of fact, I write poetry. I can recite one for you if you want to hear. It's a great, good feeling for a man and his spouse to get that last kid out of the house. No more Girl Scout cookies or puppy love or reluctant dragons needing a shove. It's not that bad just being alone when they're out of the house and on their own. I'm regularly involved in the senior games that just ended around the end of June. And I participated in archery. There was a walking event. I participated in 12 events. I won 10 medals. I wish I had them around my neck right now. And I think what I'm trying to express is that throughout your life, you can stay active. And it's helpful to you, and it's helpful to the people around you. So I'm 85. I'll bet you I can beat most of you pitching horseshoes.